This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Well, what happened to the search for the cure? What happened to raising all the money for pink ribbons, Susan Komen? People, it's all BS.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't want a cure. They don't want to even prevent it. They want more people to have cancer because that's how they make money.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
All right, this podcast is about Covfefe, otherwise known as coffee. A kind of superfood beverage, according to some people. You get a lot of conflicting science reports on whether coffee is good for you or bad for you. So I'm going to give you the straight up story on all of this from a food science perspective, nutrition perspective. The truth is that coffee can be both, but they affect you in different ways. Let's talk about the positive side first. Coffee is a source of bitter alkaloids that can enhance and protect your liver, believe it or not. And it's the number one source of antioxidants in the diets of most people who follow a processed food diet. Now, those of us who eat superfoods, we get other stronger sources of antioxidants, you know, superfoods like astaxanthin or chlorella or, you know, microalgae, seaweed, all kinds of things, berries, you know, berry extracts, turmeric, all these things. But for most people who aren't eating all of those things, they're not getting really much in the way of antioxidants. So coffee is a good source for them. That's the good side. I mean, some studies have linked coffee consumption to increased longevity, increased work performance, and so on. There's no question that some of that is true. However, and here's the beginning of the bad side, you can take it too far. If you're dependent on coffee, then you have a chemical substance dependence problem. You have a habit. And a lot of people can't even seem to function without coffee. They need, I don't know, 2 or 3 cups just to wake up and start to function. If you have that level of dependence on coffee, then you may have a coffee problem. I know, it's hard to admit, but you might have a problem. And the way to tell, of course, is to take a day off and see what happens. If you start suffering headache, withdrawals, and mood problems, and you're an ornery person all day, you can't get anything done, yeah, you have a caffeine substance addiction problem, most probably. In any case, that's one of the downsides. The other downside is that it can deplete your adrenals. So your adrenals are, of course, a very important part of your endocrine system. And if you're consuming coffee every single day, you're really depleting your adrenals, and you're causing long-term chronic fatigue. Not in the short term. Obviously, coffee can give you a short-term boost, but over the long haul, you may suffer chronic fatigue where you feel like you have to have coffee every day just in order to function at a normal level, or you might have to increase the amount of coffee you're consuming every day. So that's one bad thing about it. Another bad thing is that coffee is typically contaminated with some level of cadmium, which is a toxic heavy metal that's linked to kidney disorders as well as skin disorders. Now, cadmium is not nearly as toxic as lead. It's a lighter heavy metal, whereas lead has an atomic mass of like 206, 207 to 208. Cadmium is more like 114. Now, the amount of cadmium in coffee is not that high. We actually see higher levels in cacao. Then again, we tend to source a lot of cleaner organic coffee, so we tend to have really low cadmium coffee at the Health Ranger store, by the way. And people love that coffee. They're like crazy. The taste is just amazing because of the way it's roasted and everything. They like it better than Starbucks coffee and better than, what's that donut place? Dunkin' Donuts coffee. But nevertheless, there is cadmium in most popular brands of coffee, although it's not a huge amount, but it's some. And cadmium acts as a stimulant as well. You know, heavy metals are stimulants. Did you know that? Like mercury, it was used as medicine for a very long time because if you inhale mercury, it actually makes you feel energized. A lot of people don't know that. But cadmium has a similar effect. So some people are almost addicted to cadmium. They got to have cadmium through cacao or coffee or other sources because it gives them a rush. It's like an actual heavy metal rush. like a heavy metal rock band Rush. So that's one of the downsides. Now, the other downside that's really important to mention in all of this is that coffee creamers tend to be really toxic products. They're mostly made from partially hydrogenated, genetically modified soybean oil. And so that's not something that you want in your diet at any large level, of course. I would encourage you to avoid that, coffee creamers. But also a lot of refined sugars tend to go into coffee products as well. You know, if you put cream and sugar into coffee, usually that's just partially hydrogenated soybean oil and refined white sugar, both of which are not healthy for you. So what that ultimately means is that if you drink your coffee black, it's actually healthier. Yep, when it comes to coffee, black is the way you want to drink it. Or use natural sugars like palm sugar, which doesn't have, of course, all the detrimental effects of refined white sugar. And if you use creamer, just use real cream. You know, like full fat, whole cream from, you know, organic dairy or whatever. Don't use the powdered cream products that are made with hydrogenated oils, because those contain trans fatty acids, which are very, very unhealthy for you. So in conclusion, the bottom line is that yes, coffee can enhance your health in some ways. It can enhance your antioxidants. It can enhance your concentration and focus. It can also be abused, as many chemical substances can be. So be sure not to overdo it. And if you're adding things into your coffee, try to make sure they're not unhealthy additives like powdered creamer and white sugar and so on. So those are the things to remember about coffee. Like everything else, apply some common sense. You can get the benefits of coffee into your diet, if you want, without all of the detrimental side effects. Thank you for listening. If you want to follow more news about nutrition and health, listen to healthrangerreport.com or check out my main website, naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods, and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.